Keep boredom at bay with reliably fast Wi-Fi throughout your home from Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. With the bars you need from bedroom to basement, there's no room for boredom. Click to learn more. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Keep boredom at bay with reliably fast Wi-Fi throughout your home from Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. With the bars you need from bedroom to basement, there's no room for boredom. Click to learn more. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply.
When visitors come to spend their money in our city, it gives us the means to make Baton Rouge even better for us locals. From infrastructure and jobs to the food and festivals we're known for, it's all made better thanks in part to visitors. Learn more at visitbatonrouge.com/tourism. Tourism brings a lot of visitors to our city. We're talking millions every year. Every single one is an opportunity to show just how special our city is. Not only that, but visitors who spend time and money in the Red Stick also give us the resources to make Baton Rouge even better. From infrastructure and jobs to the food and festivals we're known for, it's all made better thanks in part to visitors. To learn more about how tourism helps our city, go to visitbatonrouge.com/tourism.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Jeff Magliocchetti. Jeff is a beat writer for Windsider and Nets Republic, covering the WNBA's New York Liberty. On the program, we discuss his takeaways from the 2021 Liberty season, plus we discuss new head coach Sandy Brondello, also Mikaela Onyanwere, Benaja Laney, Sabrina Ionescu, the Brittany Griner situation, and so much more. Jeff is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
¿Con Prime recibes bombillas en un día? Edison estaría orgulloso.
Orgullosísimo.
Recibe rápido los esenciales diarios. Prime, lo cambia todo. ¿Con Prime recibes bombillas en un día? Edison estaría orgulloso.
Orgullosísimo.
Recibe rápido los esenciales diarios. Prime, lo cambia todo. ¿Con Prime recibes bombillas en un día? Edison estaría orgulloso.
Orgullosísimo.
Recibe rápido los esenciales diarios. Prime, lo cambia todo. ¿Con Prime recibes bombillas en un día? Edison estaría orgulloso.
Orgullosísimo.
Recibe rápido los esenciales diarios. Prime, lo cambia todo.
Peak Performance knows that, according to studies, nearly 30 million men suffer from ED and won't do anything about it. Maybe they're afraid the solution will be painful. Maybe they don't react well to medication. Maybe they're afraid it won't work. Don't be part of that 30 million. Call 1-800-210-8181. That's 1-800-210-8181. Or visit peakperformanceformen.com. Peak Performance. Man at his peak.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Ball inbound to Kylie Shooks. 4 seconds left. Ionescu, a long three for the win, and she gets it! Sabrina Ionescu at the buzzer!
By the Indiana Fever here as we see Lady once again attacking the basket.
Lady pulls up and stays red hot. Now it's Lady running the floor.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the WNBA and, of course, the YES Network. And you heard, again, that audio, New York Liberty player Sabrina Ionescu and Bednija Laney making big strides during the 2021 WNBA season for the New York Liberty. And the Liberty had a comeback year in 2021. And to talk more about that season as well as the 2022 New York Liberty season, we want to welcome him back to the program. He is a writer for the WNBA's New York Liberty, for Winsider, and also Nets Republic, Jeff Magliocchetti. Hey, Jeff, welcome back to the program, my man.
Ed, thanks for having me on. How you doing?
All is well, man. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's get right to it. What were your takeaways from the 2021 Liberty season?
You know, it was such an interesting year in the sense that, you know, things start off really hot. The Liberty get off to, I believe it was, a 5-2 start to get things going. But in hindsight, it sounds so weird to say. That was almost like one of the scariest things that could happen to the team, because it made it look like they were further along in their quote-unquote hybrid rebuild process, as Jonathan Kopp put it. It made them look like they were further along than they were actually are, and it sort of raised expectations a little bit. But last year was the perfect sense – it was the perfect antidote of stability that this team needed. What it showed that this team's leadership, consisting right now of general manager Jonathan Cobb and CEO Kia Clark, they had, and of course the ownership that is, and of course ownership which consists of the Tsai family. It's good to see that the Liberty have finally found that sense of franchise stability that they've been looking for so long. You know, we talk about several times, you know, how they were basically exiled from Madison Square Garden in the final years under MSG ownership, forced to play up in White Plains, hours away from the city and hours away from the main portion of their fan base. So it was good. And that's the type of deal that often serves as a almost like a death sentence almost for most franchises, especially when you separate from a quote-unquote NBA brother. We've seen it so many times. The Charlotte Sting, the Houston Comets, just to name a few, they either moved or folded entirely some of these teams. So it's good to see the Liberty had that sense of franchise stability. And we got a taste of what's to come with this organization last year in the sense that, you know, we saw so many long-term answers start to really push forward, push their narratives forward, and really get things going in the sense that we saw Sabrina Ionescu got off to a hot start. Vinaya Laney, she was an all-star, making her first all-star game following up a most improved player campaign over in the bubble. We saw their draft class make sizable contributions to this team in Mikayla Onyewede and Didi Richards. Onyewede, of course, winning the WNBA's Rookie of the Year, and both of them appearing on the league's all-rookie team. So it was good to see that the Liberty got a few things out of the way, including and not least of all, which was the end of their playoff drought, which they hadn't made the playoffs since 2017, made it last year, made things very interesting against the eventual finalists from Phoenix, ended up getting their head coach at the end of the ordeal as well. So I feel that last year was a nice little step in the right direction, but it was almost what I like to call almost like a throat clearing year, as if to say, ahem, we're here, we're going to be a problem fairly soon, so get your shots in while you can.
Absolutely, and it's great that you mentioned, because I know the last time we talked, Jeff, you talked about how they had the Liberty had been playing out in White Plains, and certainly, you know, when you bring that fan base back into the city where the core fan base is at, it definitely pays off big dividends, and you get that the support is very strong and true. And I want to talk now about former head coach Walt Hopkins. Of course, he's no longer a member of the New York Liberty. He was only the head coach for two seasons. Of course, the pandemic year of 2020 finished only with a horrible record of 2-20. They missed the playoffs. And then last year, they finished with the record of 12-20. They lose in the first round. Give me your take on Walt's time in New York and why only two seasons as the head coach of the Liberty.
The departure of Hopkins sent an interesting message. It was a message that basically said, you know, that the Liberty want to be a little more forward than they are right now. They want to be in a place where they can truly contend and break into what I like to call the penthouse of the WNBA right now. Those top three or four teams that can truly contend for a title. Are the Liberty there? Time will tell at this point. There's a lot of more established contenders in the W right now, several teams that are going on, you know, quote unquote, one last runs with franchise legends in tow. You have the Phoenixes, you have the Seattle, Las Vegas will be deadlier than ever. LA got better this year. You can't forget the defending champions, of course, from Chicago. So I feel like that was a move that was basically meant to say, they didn't want a developer in there. They wanted someone who had championship experience, who knows how to win at the elite level of professional basketball. And Sandy Brondello, who their new head coach, who again they took from the Phoenix Sun, was that name. There were basically situations with the Liberty last year where it was like, you know, you look at the team, and a team that had, you know, Vinaya Laney, that had Natasha Howard, that had Sabrina Ionescu, there were situations where basically they shouldn't have been losing games the way they were losing. They shouldn't have been losing the games they were in one-sided fashion. So while Hopkins kind of did his job as a developer, it was time for the Liberty in their eyes, if they really wanted to take a step forward, to bring someone who knows how to win at the professional level in a head coaching spot. And Brondello has done so in several capacities, including as a player, including as a WNBA coach, and including at the international level as well. Doing real well in her native Australia, doing well at the Olympics, doing well in international competition with the Australian Opals. So it was good to see, it was a message sent by the organization basically saying, like, you know, it's great that we're making the playoffs at all. It's great that we're putting people on the all-rookie team, including Richards, including Onyewede, including Jasmine Jones, who did so during the bubble year. She's not with the organization anymore, but at the same time, you know, they made the all-rookie team. But it was a message that basically said, we want to do a little more with this franchise right now, in my opinion, and we wanted to find someone who had championship caliber, who knows how to win. And Brondello checks off every box on that checklist.
Wow, you mentioned her name, Sandy Brondello, and you mentioned about the pedigree that she has, not just in the WNBA as a player and a coach, but also that international experience as well. And you elaborated on Sandy, and that was going to be my next topic, the new head coach, Sandy Brondello. It's a new era in New York, and definitely you mentioned about the Chicago Sky, the reigning WNBA champions. You've also got Phoenix that's in the mix as well, Minnesota, always competitive. A lot of teams are coming in the WNBA. You've got Las Vegas at the peak of their powers right now as well. Sabrina Ionescu is a rising star. She's a talent. Coach Brondello was a former guard in her playing days as well. How do you think Sabrina's going to benefit from this relationship with Coach Brondello being in New York?
I think she could very much benefit because Ionescu's had a very interesting WNBA career to date in the sense that it's continued the Liberty scene. I've talked about franchise stability so many times, but it's continued the scene where the Liberty have had to deal with, basically over the past five seasons, the Liberty have dealt with calamities that most professional sports organizations go their entire existence without fielding. And Ionescu's had an interesting career so far because she gets off to a decent start in the bubble, winds up hurting her ankle, plays only three of the 22 games in there. So basically she has to take a de facto medical red shirt. Then in her sophomore season, she gets off to a real hot start. I mean, look, if you were writing a movie about the New York Liberty and their first, and you scripted that their first game as full-time tenants of Barclays Center would end with a Sabrina Ionescu three-pointer for the win, the major studios would reject that script for lack of subtlety. So the way she was able to do that and way to kick off the Brooklyn era off on that good start, that was good for her. But here's the thing. She was a bit overused in the first few games and had to sit out a few games after that. So it kind of put a damper on the true progress she was looking to make in her sophomore season. So I think that Brondello is really going to be someone. She, again, like we've discussed, she has that championship pedigree. She knows what she wants to do with this organization. She's laid out several non-negotiables for this team, which are very interesting, which includes defense. Of course, Liberty had some tough times on defense last season, so she really wants to get that going. The Liberty did make the playoffs, but they allowed a WNBA worst 85.5 points per game last season. And also what Sandy wants to do is get to the foul line. The Liberty were dead last in free throw attempts per game last season at 14.7. So what Sandy wants to do is become more physical, get to the foul line, and get more of those easy opportunities. And I think that's going to start flowing through Ionescu and start flowing through her. And I think that this is going to be a real good opportunity for her career and get her to move forward. So I think that's another reason they brought Brondello in, because you know she's done so much with so many of these young players out there that I think that's really going to help Sabrina and the rest of her career.
You know, speaking of championship pedigree, we talk about Coach Sandy Brondello, who's definitely got a resume that's undeniable, and that resume is still being added on. I want to talk about a key player that was added on to the Liberty, Stephanie Dolson. Man, she was a big part of the Chicago Sky championship team this past season. What a summer it was for her, winning the WNBA championship, and then on top of that, being a member of the 3x3 Women's United States Olympic team with Jackie Young and Alicia Gray and also Kelsey Plum. This is a big move for the Liberty to sign Stephanie. Give me your thoughts on the Liberty signing Stephanie Dolson.
Yeah, again, this is it's so good that you said that, because I recall asking Stephanie there because it's basically every place she's ended up over the past few over the past year, really, she's been hoisting a championship at the end of it. You mentioned the Olympics, you mentioned Chicago, and she actually just won a international title overseas as well in her international endeavor. So it's really good to see that the Liberty are continuing to add to that championship pedigree, to add players that know how to win at this level. And something stood out to me in her introductory statements of Dolson back in February. Bondella said that Dolson will, quote, be like a coach on the court. So the Liberty, you know, over the past 2 years, the Liberty have gained a reputation as a team. Basically, it's almost like young punks out there, youth and revolt out there. They've done a real solid job with that. It's basically, you know, it's basically proving night after night that the kids are all right out there. Of course, we go back to the bubble season where they had six rookies on the team, and it was great to see last year. It would have been so easy for Mikayla Onyewede and Dede Richards to kind of fade in the background a little bit with so many, you know, veteran acquisitions in tow. It would have been so easy for them to kind of, you know, bide their time, work in the background. But we've seen – but they rose to the occasion and made major contributions as professional freshmen. What Dolson brings to this team is a sense of veteran leadership. And last year we saw it basically, you know, Tadasha Laney is still young to an extent, and she's still, you know, working on mastering her basketball prowess out there. So she's undoubtedly a major veteran contributor, but at the same time, you want someone in there who's really knows how to win at this level, how to get to that point, someone who has walked the championship walk. And the Liberty do have a few players in that. Sammy Whitcomb, for example, really pushed the team forward last season. They also had the right idea in bringing in Natasha Howard. Unfortunately, the medical gods had something to say about that, as Howard was forced to deal with injuries for most of the season last year. The Liberty are certainly hoping that Howard will be able to contribute on a full-time basis this season, and if she is, that will really work to their advantage. So I feel that Dolson, on the other hand, not only fulfills the need for championship pedigree as someone who knows how to win at this level, but she also fills in the sense that the Liberty had a major need last season. They were, I believe, they were either last or second to last in points per game, points in the paint allowed last season, allowing just under 40, about 38.4 points in the paint last season. So she fulfills a major need in there. And again, they were dead, and I believe they were dead last in rebounding as well. Tied for second to last with Washington at 33.3. So I feel that she fulfills needs on a mental level in being a leader, in being a champion, and she also fills needs in a more conventional sense, because she's going to be called upon a lot more this year, especially with the Liberty missing some folks this year. Of course, it was recently announced that Jonathan Cobb announced that Nero Sopoli, the team's first-round pick from April, will be missing the entire 2022 season as she continues to recover from injuries from her time at Oregon. And Kylie Shook will miss out on the 2022 season for personal reasons after a strong sophomore year last year. So I think Dolson fulfills both the mental side and the conventional side in terms of basketball needs and off-the-court needs as well. So I really like that signing for this team. It was really something they needed at this point in time.
Yeah, Dolson was huge, Jeff. And again, that championship experience, the leadership, and definitely will help out tremendously with the rebounding and whatnot. And speaking of being a tremendous help, Dede Richards, we saw flashes of her in her rookie campaign last year. We know about the devastating injury at Baylor and her rise back to the top of the women's basketball ranks, drafted by the Liberty last year. Again, we saw little flashes of it last season. What do you expect out of Dede in her second year in this 2022 season?
I expect her to take on a larger role, because Richards is not only because look, for all intents and purposes, Dede Richards should not be playing basketball right now. She, like you mentioned, had that devastating injury at Baylor, but she came back. She put herself back in the court to not only become a WNBA draft pick, but to become a major contributor on a playoff team. And something that's very interesting, Sandy Bronzello has entrusted both Dede and Mikayla Onyewede to take on a larger leadership role this year. And it's something that Richards has embraced with open arms. Richards strikes me as someone right now who is embracing the role of both a leader and someone who is embracing potential face of the franchise mode right now. Of course, the Liberty have exposed so much talent on this team, but Richards is someone who has who has both the talent, the story, and the personality to and the willpower to truly take New York basketball by storm and push forward. So it's great to see that she is embracing every opportunity she gets. And I expect her to take on a larger role this year. You know, we saw her playing time increase. She started off as, you know, a bit of a 12th woman of sorts, you know, coming off the bench late in games. But as the year went on, she really started to show her own and took advantage of every opportunity. So she has earned these extended chances, and Brondello has given her a chance to embrace a leadership role, which I think is going to come in very clutch this season. So expect big things from Dee Dee Richards this season.
All right, I want to move along now to someone that you mentioned earlier, and that's Sammy Whitcomb. Sammy has been one of the premier three-point shooters in the WNBA for quite a while now, and she brought definitely that sharp shooting ability to the Liberty last year, of course, with the Liberty getting into the playoffs. Just give me your thoughts on Sammy and what she plans to bring to the table for the 2022 season.
Yeah, it's interesting to see what type of role that Whitcomb will play this year. It'll be interesting to see if, you know, she starts the season in the starting five, if she comes off the bench with, of course, AD back in tow. AD, of course, being their second round, the second overall pick from the 2019 draft. So, at Louisville. So it'll be interesting to see what Whitcomb does there, and what sort of role she plays in the development of AD, who of course is back after 2 years of dealing with long-term COVID. So, Sammy Whitcomb came back last year, and again, she fulfilled that role of kind of being a team leader, being someone who has walked that championship walk, and she embraced that with open arms last year. She really also paced the Liberty in terms of their three-point prowess as well. Of course, the Liberty set a record last year for most three-pointers sank in a single season. So Whitcomb really came through in that regard. And I think that her experience and her knowledge in a Sandy Brondello system, of course, their time dating back together with the Australian Opals during Olympic competitions, I feel that that's going to come huge, and it's going to help things. And it's going to help things, you know, work out better on a bit of a learning curve. She serves as that curve and really helps the team get more comfortable with what Brondello is trying to store, and with her non-negotiables. So that's going to come up big this season. Whitcomb is one of two players on the team that has previously worked with Brondello in international endeavors, the other being Beck Allen, who is back on a multi-year deal. Great to have her back as well. She unfortunately has yet to report to training camp. She is still fulfilling her international duties in Spain. So what Whitcomb has done, basically, she's basically been another coach on the court and been someone who knows how to work a Brondello system, knows what the coach is looking for, knows what makes it tick, knows what works, knows what doesn't, and has really helped the team press forward and kind of work on a curve as they prepare for the 2022 season.
All right, I want to move along now to Natasha Howard. You mentioned her name earlier, and before the injuries kicked in last year, man, she really provided some points in the paint and on the rebounding side for the Liberty. Now, when you add her and Stephanie Dolson to the mix, it's going to be very interesting, as you mentioned earlier. Just give me your thoughts on Natasha and what she'll bring to the table for the 2022 season.
Oh, yeah, that should be real interesting on Howard's end. I think also we can't forget, if you're going to talk about the interior, we can't forget about the return of Han Shu, who, like AD before her fellow 2019 draft classmate, Han is coming back after a two-year absence, spent the past 2 years in her native China. And, of course, you also have to talk about Lorella Kubai, who is the team's second-round pick at Georgia Tech, a second-round choice out there. So it's going to be interesting to see what Howard does this year. Howard actually just recently caught the first pitch at a Mets game, the throw, of course, being Binah Jelani. So Howard has really started to work in the interior, really serve as a leader in there. And she told us yesterday that, quote, me is healthy, I'm healthy. And she's another one who really tried to improve her leadership in camp. She mentioned that, quote, my leadership being more vocal, it felt like everyone listens when I talk. Me going into that role is helping our team out. So with a year of New York experience under her belt, she's really started to embrace also the sense of New York history, the sense of New York basketball fans, because New York is so interesting. I've said several times, that professional football is the is the new American pastime, and it's undoubtedly so in my opinion, but that's another conversation entirely. New York is a basketball town in the sense that they have three different teams. There's college teams all over the place, all over the tri-state area, and, you know, so many places, so many attractions in the city, places like Rucker Park. They're part of the city's bloodstream. They're part of the city's culture and whatnot. So Howard, and so New York, in my opinion anyway, is a basketball town. And it's easy to be so because, you know, again, you have teams playing there and the New York football teams play in Jersey. So New York is a basketball town. And Howard is starting to embrace that sense of pride, that sense of history in there, and is starting to become a leader with this team. If she is healthy, that's going to do wonders for the Liberty organization this year. If she comes back and really starts to press things forward, and she was another one. You know, it was a sign from the Liberty that basically, like, look, we're tired just of mere playoff appearances. We're tired of putting players on the old rookie feet. We want to contend. Fans have done their waiting. We've done our waiting. And adding Howard and Whitcomb was that move that pressed the team forward, almost a turning point within the organization. And, you know, Howard and, you know, unfortunately, again, the Liberty, again, have to deal with calamities beyond their control. I don't know who they ticked off in, you know, the basketball goddesses department, but that type of thing has happened recently. So it'll be good to see what Howard can do with a full season of New York experience under her belt. And if her leadership is everything she said it's been, look out, because that's going to be absolutely deadly moving forward.
Indeed it will be. And speaking of being deadly, Michaela Onyewere, man, what a rookie season she had last year, winning the WNBA Rookie of the Year award. I mean, she was the rookie of the month in the league practically and for every month except the month of July. But Michaela definitely made her presence felt in just a 1 year completed in the WNBA. Give me your thoughts on how you think Michaela will do in year two.
Oh, anyway, like I said, what a fantastic story. With so many newcomers in for Liberty last year, you had Howard, you had Rich, you had, pardon me, not Richard, so many veteran newcomers. You had Howard, you had Whitcomb, you had Laney. Again, it would have been so easy for Michaela Onyewere to sort of fade in the background a little bit, just learn from them. But she embraced a leadership role. She embraced a major role in this organization, and it played off to the team's fortunes. You could really argue that if not for the contributions of Richards and Laney, they were almost the missing ingredient for this organization to end their playoff berth and really brought the team, you know, some much needed stability to a team as things somewhat spiraled out of control in the latter stages of the season. She served as a bit of an anchor source. Faded in the late stages, I believe she had a bit of a hand injury that kind of prevented her from truly making an impact in the playoff run itself. But at the same time, you know, really something you would love to see over the first year. And Michaela's another one who has taken on a bit of a leadership role. She's another one that, you know, she likes what she's doing out there. And she mentioned recently that the Liberty came up with, you know, that Liberty came up with four words to kind of describe what they want to do and what they want to accomplish in this 2022 season. She didn't want to reveal them just quite yet, but she's really taking on another leadership role, really working with the players and really mentoring what the newcomers are able to do, particularly in Lorella, who has taken the court for the first time, mentioning that, you know, she's told them to be really confident and, you know, she really wants to give back after she's had her chance, her opportunity. That's what she wants to pass on to her. So she's another one that really has honed in on her leadership skills and has really turned into a leader and someone who, you know, while not quite a championship, has earned WNBA hardware before and is someone that players, both newcomer and familiar alike, can kind of lean on and kind of learn from. And it's just fantastic to see the things she's been able to accomplish in year one.
Speaking of accomplishing a lot of things, Bedniza Laney was the leading scorer for the Liberty last season. And what a year she had, as you mentioned earlier, Jeff, making her first All-Star team and just being playing a big part of the Liberty's success, making the playoffs last year. Bedniza's really come a long way and still developing. Give me your thoughts on Bedniza and what you think she plans to do in the 2022 season.
I mean, what's not to like about Bedniza? How can you follow up the past two seasons? I mean, 2020, she comes in and she takes home the most, one of the sweetest Floridian souvenirs of all, the most improved player award. And she's turned, and last year, again, like you mentioned, she reaches 20 points on several occasions. I believe it was like the first seven or eight games she reached 20 points. And, you know, she comes in and makes her first All-Star team. And she's another one turning into a relative face of the franchise in the sense that she was one that throughout that first pitch at the Mets game the other night, she was really grateful to do that. It was a really fun opportunity for her. And, you know, she has spent a majority, if not all, of the off suddenly becoming, you know, a real face of the franchise, a real almost like a mayoral type role for this team. So I'm glad to see that, you know, she's made New York her home. She's been here several times. You know, she was she went to Rutgers, of course, is fully used to Heroica Metropolitan endeavors on the hardwood. So I feel that Lainey is going to really be someone who really represents the fight of this organization, and she really wanted to work with Brondello. Sandy herself said during her opening press conference, Michaela kind of crashed the Zoom call, and Brondello herself said, quote, "I tried to get you a few years ago," and she said that Lainey was one of the reasons she was a bit worried and a bit panicked when the WNBA playoff bracket came out and the Mercury had to play the Liberty and Air. She mentioned that, you know, you found that chemistry, you found that fight, you found that commitment, you did it together. I like the fight you guys you had. That's what you need. I know that's what you're going to do this year. It's great to see that Lainey has had that. So it's great to see that she is also embracing a leadership role. And, you know, there's so many things that Lainey can do for this team. And, you know, others would, you know, kind of buckle under the pressure a little bit. But Lainey, on the other hand, has embraced this type of role. She has embraced this leadership endeavor. And she really has made an impact both on and off the court. If there's been a Liberty event this year, Lainey has kind of been that off-season representative. And she said, quote, "I grew up coming to Brooklyn in particular. I've really loved it here. And she had a great aunt who lived here, actually. Although she's not around to see me, I know she'd be really proud of me and what I'm doing. This offseason just really presents me with the opportunity to be able to give back to this community. Without the pressure of having pressures in games, there's no time to put in that off-court work." So it's great to see the impact she has made both on and off the court in New York. And she's really starting to embrace, again, that New York identity. And now she says the goal is, quote, get some wins.
And, you know, speaking of getting wins, Jeff, Sabrina Ionescu, this is going to be year three of the Ionescu era in New York, and the anticipation is still very high. We talked about Sandy Brondello, her being a former guard. Sabrina Ionescu is a guard, so we expect this relationship to be very fruitful from the jump. Give me your take on Sabrina taking the next step in this upcoming WNBA season.
I mean, This is almost her proverbial second year, because again, she basically had to take a de facto medical redshirt the first time around, playing only two games and working on the ankle injury. But you know what, Ionescu, I feel that she's such a competitive individual. She's a perfectionist out there, she knows that she wants to accomplish more moving forward. She's helped this team in so many speakable and unspeakable ways so far. But you get the feeling that she wants to do more, and she wants to push things forward. She wants to push this narrative in the right direction, and she really wants to work with this team. And she's glad, for example, that she's back in tow in the Aristoboli. And I think that, you know, she wants to make a more visible impact with this team. Now, what Brondello said about Lainey and Ionescu back in January, she said, quote, "I think it's still a work in progress, but they'll be a big part of this offense. It's about putting them in a situation where they can have the most success, making sure that not all the pressure is on them." And it's good to see that that Brondello knows that, you know, this is going to be a team effort. This is not, you know, the New York Ionescus, the New York Sabrinas and whatnot. I mean, look, we could talk till we're blue in the face. I think a good nickname for this team would basically be Quack in the New York Groove with both Ionescu and Sobley and so. But again, this is not just the New York Ionescu. It's going to take a team effort to succeed in this league. I mean, look at the Chicago Sky last year. There was no, they were packed with so much talent But at the same time, everyone came together as a cohesive unit. And it's good to see that Brondello has acknowledged that Sabrina should not have to bear the entire burden of this team, even if Ionescu might want to, as a matter of fact. You know, again, she's such a perfectionist. She wants to always push this team in the right direction, and she always wants to do what's best for this team. There is zero issue about her character. There is zero question about her role to win. It's all about finding, in my opinion anyway, it's all about finding the right nurturing, the right talent. I think that's another reason that Brondello was brought in, someone who has worked with some good talent before, someone who has hoisted the WNBA championship, someone who has brought the best out of her players. And I think this could be a really fantastic turning point on the professional timeline of Sabrina Ionescu's career.
Indeed it is, and, you know, the best is yet to come for Sabrina. As we said, the injuries, it could be a calamity, so hopefully the Liberty will come out blazing saddles in this season and seasons going forward. Mm-hmm. There was a team, if I'm not mistaken, I think they call themselves the Brooklyn Nets. They play in the NBA at the Barclays Center. I know a lot of Nets fans are, let's just say they're not too thrilled about how the season went this year, but the Liberty will be taking up residence at Barclays again this year. What's the anticipation like, Jeff, for Liberty games at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn?
I mean, again, this is just great to see after they basically spent the past couple of those two, technically three seasons as basic nomads going through, you know, Westchester County Center, going through the Bradenton bubble. And when we descended upon Brooklyn for Media Day, it was really, really fun because Jonathan Cobb gave a personal tour of the Liberty locker room. It's basically they took over the area that the New York Islanders abandoned when they moved over to Belmont, over to UBS Arena. They have just these gorgeous new facilities. They have a new locker room. They have a new players lounge. They have their own practice court out there. So it is great to see. So the excitement is higher than ever. It is great to see that the Cy family has made a dedication to this organization, has made it clear that they're an integral part of the New York sporting fabric. So it's great to see that this team has made the right commitment, has made the right dedication to this team. So excitement is higher than ever. It seems so small in the grand scheme of things. Like, oh, we have a locker room. We're here. Yay. It's ours and whatnot. At the same time, though, it's great to see that dedication, because that's not only going to help the team now, it's going to help them later. It's going to be good to see that, you know, the greatest city in the world, arguably anyway, that the greatest city in the world has made a dedication to women's basketball, has made the proverbial and literal investment that is so important in women's sports in the WNBA today. So it's great to see that the Liberty have made such a commitment, that the organization is dedicated to providing the best for its players moving forward. And there's no better place to do that than Barclays Center at this point in time. Tina Charles, of course, Barclays Center will never go down as I like to say that Barclays Center will never go down as, quote, the house that Tina built, but she at least put a few walls up, I think it's right. And during the 2019 season, one of the things she constantly harped on was that, you know, Barclays Center was the only, quote, acceptable place to play professional basketball in the area, especially under the ownership of the Cy family. It was the one acceptable place to do so. So it's great to see that the Liberty have finally been offered that stability, finally been offered that home, finally been offered a place within major city limits, and somewhere that they can call home and press forward in the right direction. So it's great to see that this team has that stability after years of being de facto basketball nomads out there. So excitement is higher than ever for this team. They have a home, literally and figuratively.
You heard it from him. He's Jeff Magliocchetti. He is a writer for the New York Liberty, for the outlets Windsider and Nets Republic. Jeff, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody what you do over at Windsider and also at Nets Republic in regards to the Liberty.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, my main Liberty duties right now also work with Baseline Sports NYC. We're doing some fantastic duties over there. I serve as a beat writer for these organizations, providing commentary both through print and on Twitter. You can follow me at Jeff J. Mags. That's G-E-O-F-F, much like the famous spokes giraffe of the same name for Toys R Us. That's G-E-O-F-F. the letter J, Mags, M-A-G-S. You can follow me on Twitter. We really appreciate the follow. We really appreciate the interaction. And, Ed, you're doing a great job on this program. Keep up the great work, man. You're really pressing things forward, and it's great to be on the program, and I'm honored to contribute to its ongoing success. So keep up the great work, man.
Oh, thank you so much for the kind words, and great success and continued success to you on your endeavors as well. And before I let you go, we know the WNBA, they've gone through a very tough time during this off season with the recent political landscape. I don't want to get too much into it because it's not a political program, but we know about the situation with Brittany Griner. Her, along with a lot of other WNBA players, they play overseas to supplement their income. She had an offense, and she was detained by Russian police, and she's been there since February. Have you heard anything in terms – I know we've heard the recent news that the Russian government will not try Brittany's case, so now the U.S. will step in and do what they need to do. But have you heard anything in terms of – as far as what the WNBA and what USA Basketball has done to get Brittany home? Because I know they're doing something where they're going to honor her jersey number, put her initials on the jerseys this year. Have you heard any more from the WNBA and USA Basketball in regards to her situation?
Well, the league has, like you said, they have opted to almost sort of dedicate this season to Brittany. Of course, players all over the place have tweeted the Free BG hashtag, and I have something along the lines of Free BG until it's reversed, which of course would mean BG free. So it's great to see that they've had that sense of unity out there. The league, as you mentioned, is going to quote unquote dedicate this season to Griner a little bit. All season long, there will be a BG 42 logo on each of the WNBA's 12 courts out there. Phoenix also is getting cap relief for that contract. It more or less won't count toward their cap space, and BG will be paid her entire 2022 salary, whether she takes the floor this season or not. So it's hard to say, of course, too, because you know you don't want any sort of disinformation out there. Mum's kind of been the word at this point right now, because you don't want anything that could, you know, almost hurt BG's case out there. Of course, it's such a dangerous situation. We're all hoping that she gets back to America safely. And you know, basically one thing that the W has wanted to do. The WNBA and its representatives have wanted to do with the Brittany Griner situation is that they've wanted to highlight not only her situation, but why she was there in the first place, why she was doing that to supplement her income, to show that, you know, these players deserve more in their, you know, quote-unquote day jobs, in their full-time settings right now, in their full-time WNBA settings. So the WNBA is turning this into an awareness-type deal. They're turning this into, again, into a show of unity, into a show of respect, and into a show that they're not going to stop until Brittany Griner is safe back home. So it's definitely a situation to keep an eye on. But it's great to see that the league has opted to kind of dedicate this season to Brittany Griner's endeavors and dedicate its resources to making sure that she makes it home safely.
Awesome. And one more time, Jeff, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as Windsider, Nets Republic, also Baseline Sports, and any websites that you have, let them know that as well.
For sure. You can follow me, again, on Twitter, at Jeff J. Mags, at G-E-O, the letter J, M-A-G-S. I cover the Liberty for those sites, and I also cover, you know, the New York Jets for Jets X Factor, and also a variety of New Jersey high school sports, as well as University of Connecticut, where you can find on UConn Illustrated over it's a Huskies report, it's called, and they're a Sports Illustrated affiliate. So, Ed, thanks again for having me on. Again, keep up the great work, man. You're doing some fantastic things. I'm honored to contribute to the program's ongoing success.
Thank you again, man, for the kind words and encouragement, and big ups to you on your success as well. And you heard it from his Jeff Magliocchetti. Again, Jeff, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule on the program. If ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Pleasure, Ed. Happy to help. Let me know. Just let me know when and where.
All right. You got it. Thanks again, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Ball inbound to Kylie Shooks. 4 seconds left. Ionescu, a long three for the win, and he gets it! Sabrina Ionescu at the buzzer. 0.4 seconds left. Sabrina Ionescu.
Mansell's a baller on the New York Liberty. She's...
Now it's Laney running the floor and Shook with the finish.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game.
Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Con Prime, ¿recibes bombillas en un día? Edison estaría orgulloso.
Orgullosísimo.
Recibe rápido los esenciales diarios. Prime, lo cambia todo.
The We're Going Family Style deal.
Because I want a bite of your Big Mac.
And I need some of your Quarter Pound.
I'll try your Filet-O-Fish.
There's a deal for every friend group at McDonald's. Order any two classics for just $6. Price of participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either
team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino. BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino. BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Jeff Magliocchetti, beat writer for Windsider and Nets Republic, covering the WNBA's New York Liberty, giving us the full insights of what's going on with the Liberty and for their upcoming 2022 season. Again, a big special thank you to Jeff. And until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
It's the JCPenney Mother's Day sale. Shop now and save on gifts mom will love. Brighten her day with jewelry up to 70% off with coupons. Find something special at our store-wide Liz event with savings up to 40% off. Plus, extended store hours Friday and Saturday. This Mother's Day, make her day truly monumental. Shopping is back. JCPenney. Offers valid on select items through 5/8. Liz event offer good through 5/16. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.